I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're going to do a COVID-19 update, Dr. Prather. What is new with the vaccination?
Well, one, there are several states that have hit the 80% rate of vaccinations. Okay. The big thing is that the numbers of people who are actually getting the vaccinations is really slowing down. So they're trying a lot of different types of ways to help to what they call vaccine hesitancy to get over that. Mm-hmm. So a very interesting thing is that 90% of the people who are Democrats are getting the vaccination.
90%.
90%.
Of Democrats, okay.
And then 50% of Republicans say that they're not going to get it.
Hmm.
So
that's a big difference.
Yeah, so it's really interesting just the changes around there. And the biggest thing that they're worried about on the vaccinations is what they call vaccination hesitancy. So they're trying to make sure that people aren't hesitant about getting the vaccination in the United States. Now, the big areas, the countries that have really gotten the vaccinations done at a very high percentage is the United States, United Kingdom, and Israel are the three countries that they've really had a high rate of vaccinations. And those are the three countries that have really dropped on their cases. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's looking good along those lines. Those are major things, but there is some questions that have kind of popped up. One, the big thing is vaccination hesitancy is a big barrier that they're talking about. So they're trying to incentivize.
Ah, what does that look like?
Well, you know, there's been all sorts of things. One, I believe it's Wisconsin, where you can get a beer and a childcare. Oh, there's been offers for free donuts.
Child care for life?
Yeah, and then there's also, of course, the whole thing on, you know, well, are you going to be able to fly? There's the ideas of a vaccination passport. Mm-hmm. Can you get into different restaurants? The United Kingdom actually started that if you go to a pub, you have to show that you've been vaccinated to be able to get in. Mm-hmm. So they thought that they would have a real incentive on everyone in the UK. You can't get in a pub unless you get vaccinated. So, I mean, those are really strong incentives. So there's the whole thing along those lines. And then there's also a great deal of censorship that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's saying anything negative, there's been a big meeting between the federal attorney general for Biden. Mm-hmm. And then the big tech firms on making sure that there's a censorship of any type of thing that might bring hesitancy to the vaccination roundtable. So,
wow.
You know, there's a whole thing along those lines. And then there have been reports of heart inflammation that's happening in a lot of young people. That's associated with that.
With the vaccination.
With the vaccination. The VIRS numbers keeps on going up. That's the vaccine injury reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I mean, the injuries and the problems that have been associated with this particular vaccination is the highest it's ever been for any vaccination. So, you know, there's a lot going on with the vaccinations. A lot of controversy, a lot of different types of information out there. Positives, negatives, and what's going on, it's very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. So how is America doing on stats for the COVID virus?
Well, excellent. United States is doing very well. In Indiana particularly, we're down to about 3% positive rate, which is the numbers that they were looking at to be able to open the whole place back up.
Mm-hmm.
So the CDC says, you know, when you start hitting those numbers, all restrictions should be off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's actually showing up with people. You're going around seeing people not wearing masks. A lot of restaurants. In other words, everything should be open at this point.
We had a server yesterday under the table without one.
Right,
the first time in almost a year.
Yeah, it was nice to see, you know, kind of see what he looked like. I remember from before, but it's actually going pretty well with the United States.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening in the world with the pandemic?
Well, the rest of the world isn't doing as well. One of the things is that China actually shut down Guangzhou province. So there's actually another outbreak that's hit China. Of course, China is not really transparent on the whole process on there. So there is a lot of talk about China, what's going on there.
It could be worse than...
It could be worse than what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, South Africa, there's an awful lot of different types of countries that are being hit. The one that's actually being hit hardest is India.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened in India is that there is a secondary infection that's hitting people with the COVID-19. It's a black mold.
Mm.
So a lot of Indians have an underlying infection with black mold and other different types of molds, and the COVID-19 kicks that off. So there's actually mass burials in India with burning, and you can actually see the sky darkened with the number of people that have died. They say, do not go to India. Mm-hmm. It's a very scary place right now. We don't really know for sure what the numbers are, but the numbers are probably in the millions on the people who are dying. So, you know, we're not quite sure what's going on there, what should be done, but that's one place that is a very big problem. They don't completely understand the whole process that's happening there, but it is a real concern. So the rest of the world isn't really doing that well.
Mm-hmm. And the black mold, does it get in their lungs?
Yeah, it gets into their lungs, and that seems to be the underlying issue. The answers, one of the things that I do is I do follow some people who are in India who are homeopathics doctors and some other doctors who are talking about different types of treatments they're trying to put together. But it's a real crisis at this point.
Mm. Yeah, we ran into a missionary from India, who of course he was one of the last planes out of the country.
Right, just barely got out. Yeah,
barely got out. He's not sure when he's going to get back there.
And very concerned about the whole situation.
Yeah, he has such a heart for the people.
Right.
Why is America doing well and other countries are not?
Yeah, and you know, that's some of the things that they're talking about. The countries that are doing well all have the same Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations as the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is one thing that definitely shows up. They also have the highest vaccination rate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you look at the numbers, there are some very good people out there who, you know, I look to, who have pointed out some of the flaws in the whole COVID-19 treatments. They're actually banned quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But they say, you know what, the numbers don't lie. You know, the ones that have those particular vaccinations are actually doing the best with the pandemic. And so there's definitely probably a correlation along there.
Mm-hmm.
So the evidence along those lines are pretty clear that it has seemed to be very successful. We have a very large stockpile of vaccination, so everybody can get vaccinated. It's just whether that, you know, one of the things is that Biden was saying that he's going to be buying a large amounts and start distributing to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps out and starts to get this under control.
So how safe are the vaccines?
The two things that you're always looking for vaccinations is one, efficacy, which I believe the vaccinations have actually shown.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing some very positive numbers along those lines. But safety, it also has the highest rate of injury of any vaccination we've ever had. Matter of fact, it's more than all the other vaccinations ever put together.
Ever put in all the years.
And all the years of vaccinations have been, that and they've been tracking it.
And this vaccine's been out for how long?
Well, it hasn't been a full year, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So probably about 6 months. So what we're talking about here, there are some problems with it. And of course, one of the things that the CDC says is, yes, there are some issues which they're trying to work with. Like one of the things they say is that they're going to make that the children, when they give the vaccinations, they're going to use a smaller dose.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they had found in research is that if they cut the vaccine in half, it's actually even more effective than the full dosage.
Yeah.
And so that would cut down on the number of injuries. So there's a lot of research that needs to be done to make the vaccine safer. That's really where we need to look to. Mm-hmm. Is try to take that and use the figures that we're getting, the information, to actually get that under control. And then one of the biggest concerns is, of course, college-age students in their 20s, teenage years, are probably the safest from the virus, but they have a very high rate of negative response to the vaccine. They're very safe from the virus, mm-hmm. but they actually have a lot. They are the ones who are actually showing up with the heart inflammation.
The younger people.
Yeah. So, you know, we need to kind of look at things and say, hey, you know, who should be getting the vaccination? Who shouldn't? You know, that would be one of the things that would be a big question.
Should everyone get the vaccine?
Well, that's the big controversy.
Are they trying to get 100%?
They would really love to get 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be the ideal situation. And they feel very strongly that that's the way it should be. But there is a lot of voices. Most people are saying, yeah, the vaccine's good. You know, there's a few fringe people who are saying no, but a lot of them are saying, well, why should the people who have already had the COVID-19? One of the things is that we showed a very high rate of people who actually had the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a matter of fact, the numbers, even the most conservative number, is at 50%. So that's one of the things that probably has helped us so much. You know, and actually a lot of the younger people get it and really don't have problems. So, you know, should they take the risk then for the vaccination, or should they just go with natural immunity or their own health? I mean, we go back to the whole point of 26% of the people are completely immune to the virus. That's right from the CDC. 40% have get it and have absolutely no symptoms. 20% have mild to moderate, and it's actually the 14% who are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that quite a few people are saying is we really should have, you know, that we handled the pandemic completely wrong. We should have concentrated on those 14%, and we probably would have had a very minimum death rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the question is, how should we have really, and those 14% obviously should be getting the vaccination.
Right.
You know, so if we would have kind of changed how we were working it, we might have come out much, much better than what we are.
What about the vaccine passport?
Oh, that's a huge thing, and that's something that they're actually pushing on. The Department of Homeland Security is actually in the United States saying, hey, you know, we would really like to do I can't really pronounce his name, but he said we should have a passport. The EU is pushing on it. Several countries have already come up with it. But there's a lot of questions of security. What does that mean? Does that actually classify people into two? So there's a huge controversy that's going on with that,
mm-hmm.
and whether that should be something that's allowed or not allowed.
Yeah.
So again, you know, the whole COVID-19 has just been something that split people right down the middle,
mm-hmm.
and people feel very strongly about it both ways. And, you know, we're just now starting to figure out some of the things that should and shouldn't have been done.
Right. There are going to be a lot of books coming out.
There's a lot of books coming out. Hopefully they'll actually let them be published.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we're going to be continue to talk about COVID-19 and the long haulers, what they're calling COVID-19 long haulers. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
we use a lot on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely mm-hmm. excellent for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contracture.
Yeah. Rapid release has 5 heads on it. So you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of Rapid Release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. A new year is time for change, and at the Prather Practice, we're changing our name. The Prather Practice is now known as Holistic Integration. Holistic Integration is still the same practice you know and love, but we hope our new name helps current and prospective patients to better understand our main goal and focus. We want to integrate holistic structure-function care into the lives of all our patients so that you can feel as healthy and happy as possible. We still have the same office, the same great staff, the same high standard of care, and the same core values. And we still keep you, the patient, in the center of everything we do. We've just made some updates to help represent us well. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Holistic Integration, still restoring hope to our patients.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're going to talk about COVID-19. We'll continue on that. And we're going to talk about what is COVID-19 long hauler, Dr. Prather, what they call a long hauler.
Yeah, you should be able to get over it in 4 to 6 weeks whenever you get the COVID-19. That's something that should occur. And the ones that actually go beyond that with all the symptoms, then those are the people that have been called the long haulers.
After 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. And then once they kind of go beyond that, they're comes to a point where it actually becomes so debilitating and something that has been there for so long, they are coining the term myalgic encephalomyelitis as the thing that people are being diagnosed with. And they're finding that people that have a severe symptoms along those lines, and now they've actually found out that some of the people with some of the less severe are actually showing up with this also. So this COVID-19 is a very strange virus. And in the people that are in that category, that 14% I talked about, and then also some of the people in the 20% mild to moderate symptoms, about 35% of them are actually becoming long haulers.
Long hauler.
Is the number that they've actually found.
So who usually winds up in that category as a long hauler?
Well, they're actually finding that the most common people that are in the long hauler group are females. So women, and it's not actually older people, but it's actually younger people. So they find that oftentimes it's women between the ages of 15 and 45. So it seems to be associated with being able to be of childbearing age, which is an interesting type of thing that's the people that it's actually hitting. But by far, it's almost like 80%, 85%. Of the people that are showing up as long haulers are female.
Wow.
In that age.
High percentage.
Which is a very high percentage of the people who are long haulers. And that's really the people who are finding out. And one of the things that they're finding is that, because I've we've been getting some of those. And the big things that they're saying is, well, you know, they're given anxiety and antidepressants.
That's what they're given.
That's what they're given with some other different types of medications. And the CDC's coming out, hey, these things aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has to be approached from a totally different type of way. So it's a very fascinating subject.
Yeah, and we're seeing some
We're seeing
patients.
A lot of patients with that, yeah.
Yeah. So why does someone become a long hauler?
That's the whole thing that they're not quite sure. Mm. Basically, the stronger the symptoms, the more likely they are to become a long hauler. So those are some of the things. And then there seems to be, well, if you have already had an autoimmune disease, that's one thing that actually makes it more likely that you are going to become a long hauler.
So if you've had an autoimmune disease.
If there has been something. One of the things that we're also finding is that women who've had problems with Epstein-Barr virus before, where they had a real severe case, and then also in childbearing years, are the ones who are most likely to become a long hauler.
So what symptoms are most common with this long haulers?
Well, they did a study on that, the CDC did, and they found out that the 10 most common things on neurological, cognitive dysfunction was 81%. That's where it's very difficult to think.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's problems, headaches are at 68%, numbness or tingling 60%, disorder of taste 59%, disorder of smell 55%, muscle pain, and that's actually one of the things that really kicks off with the myalgic encephalomyelitis.
Yeah,
is the fatigue, which I'll talk about in a minute, but also muscle pain throughout the body, and I find that their entire body is just sore everywhere you touch. Dizziness, 47%, pain, 43%, blurred vision, 30%, and we've actually had quite a few people with severe tinnitus. That's one of the things that we had talked about before.
Yeah, we did a show on that.
Mm-hmm. And then with the ones that are non-neurological, fatigue is 85%, depression or anxiety is 47%, shortness of breath, 46%. Chest pain, 37%, insomnia, 33%, variation of heart rate and blood pressure. We've had young ladies coming in with pulse rates of 200.
Mm.
They can't seem to get that down. And it came directly from the COVID-19. Gastrointestinal complaints, 29%. So those are the symptoms that are actually being found with all of this. And it's quite debilitating because it's interesting because oftentimes, their blood work actually looks pretty normal.
The blood work looks normal.
The blood work looks normal. So it's very confusing to doctors, and they're saying, well, you know, let me refer you to a psychiatrist, because I don't
understand
this. That's
where the anxiety and depression medication come in.
Right, right. But I've talked to all the ones that we've had. They say, yeah, I'm anxious and depressed because, you know, I can't breathe. My heart's beating fast. I'm sore all over, and I can't think, and I'm extremely fatigued. I think you would be a little anxious, too.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. They don't quite agree with a lot of the things that are being said.
Mm-hmm. So what is, and how do you say that? Myalgic
encephalomyelitis.
Thank you. I call it ME.
They used to call that chronic fatigue.
Okay, that's the new name for chronic fatigue.
Yes, but it is actually a diagnosis where there is just a level, and what they find is that it actually works on the mitochondrial level. So there is a shortening of lifespan. Usually the average lifespan goes to 59. So it does cause early death.
People with this diagnosis.
Yes, and it is one of the major reasons that young women are getting on disability. So women in their 30s, 20s are actually can't work because of the myalgic encephalomyelitis. And so it's a major concern for the CDC. And basically what happens is they found that it's an inflammation of the area of the brain that controls the autonomic nervous system, and which causes the abnormal heart rate, the gastrointestinal, all the muscles start to go into spasm, and it also seems to affect the mitochondria, where the energy is produced. And if you do exercise and then check on their ammonia levels, you know, it's very, very high. So they can prove that their mitochondria are not working as well. And the mitochondria produce adenotriphosphates, ATP. Mm-hmm. And those are the energy packets that makes everything work. That's why the muscles actually become really sore. It's because the muscles don't have enough energy to actually function. The heart is extremely dependent upon mitochondrial function, on the energy, because it's constantly beating. And when you start to get those, you get two things that are working against it. One is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, which is all inflamed. And then two, it's very dependent upon the mitochondria, and the mitochondria are compromised. So those are things that really show up along those lines.
Have you treated this condition?
Oh, yes. We've gotten a tremendous number of patients with this, and most of them have actually been everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about people who've been to Mayo, Cleveland, Johns Hopkins, trying to figure out what's going on, and they're just not getting any answers. So we're getting quite a few people along those lines, and almost all of them, we've only had one young man who actually came in, but almost all of them have been young females.
Wow. When we come back, let's talk about what you have found that's been successful in their treatment. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Went to the allergy clinic. They said, we're going to give you 15 shots in your arm. I'm like, what a happy place. And I thought I'd be alone for that. I wasn't. I was in a big room. We're all getting shots at the same time. I'm the only adult. It's all little kids. So after all this screaming and begging for mercy, the doctor said to me, please, you're scaring the children.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
One of the things that people have just said, once you start with a chiropractor, you always have to go. In our office, we really don't find that, because what we do is we're really looking to get the spine stabilized in a proper type of position. It's not just a mobilization type of technique where we're just trying to mobilize the spine. We're trying to get it set in the right position. And then always we do rehab with that so that they're strengthening. We also make sure that the nutrition is up to par. What we find is that the people that we get back into place are usually pretty stable and don't have the reoccurring problems.
But it's not one and done.
It's not one and done. I mean, because really what we're looking for is to get a stabilized type mm-hmm. of a spine. So as you put the atlas back in, the whole spine starts to change. The body starts to change. And so we have a real good idea on how many adjustments it's going to take to get that. And we're very accurate on that.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope.
Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body?
Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional-quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with five built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Ring my friend, I said you called up a robber. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about COVID-19 and what they call the long haulers. And these have been found to be young women in childbearing years.
Age, that's the most common people who actually have these symptoms.
Mm-hmm. That have had the COVID. It's lasted longer than 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're seeing some of them come in the office.
Yeah, quite a few.
What have you found that has been successful for them in their treatment?
Well, one of the things that the CDC says, you know, they're actually saying the best thing that has been working is trying to achieve homeostasis in the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we do.
Right. And mm-hmm. that, in other words, they're saying the disease care model does not work in this situation. Mm-hmm. And that's not a quote from me. That's a quote directly from the CDC. And the way to actually approach this is actually approaching it from homeostasis. Homeostasis is structure function care. And you need to actually approach it both from the structure and from the function standpoint and get the body balanced out, get the mitochondria built back up, work on the central nervous system. And achieving that homeostasis has been 100% successful.
Mm. Well, let's talk about what's been involved then in those treatments. Acupuncture. Why is acupuncture so important for these COVID long haulers?
Well, the interesting part is the electromagnetic energy. Mm-hmm. These people seem to be extremely sensitive. Like I tell them, don't get on the computer. Don't really have your iPhone around you. Mm-hmm. Try to avoid areas where there's a lot of computer activity because they are very sensitive to electromagnetic energy right now.
What about the 5G towers?
I know that and that's something mm-hmm. that's actually a real problem. Getting out into the country away from those types of things. And we're not quite sure why that is, but there was a gentleman who's actually a very excellent research scientist whose son was someone who has myalgic encephalomyelitis. And he's really done quite a few studies on him and other people and found a lot of electrical apparatus. Basically, their electrical system is shot.
Mm-hmm.
We are very much of an electrical individual. And when you're talking about, that's why the autonomic nervous system, the mitochondria, because that's basically an awful lot of electrical activity actually is involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we're finding is that when we do their analysis on the individuals, is that their blood work looks good. All of their lab values look good, but we do something called a phase angle. And the phase angle shows up the electromagnetic charge around the cells. And that's really what makes the cell work properly. And we're getting, you should be at least about a 7.5 or above. Highest one we've ever had is an 11. And that really shows up the health, the electromagnetic health of the cell. And what we're finding on people is that we're getting 4.5s, even into the 3s on some of the people that we first checked.
And these are young people.
And you don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostic, I sit there, go through things, and I look at that, and everything looks good except their electromagnetic charge. And that's the gold standard for research to see how the cell's actually working. Are really, really low. And so that seems to be the real key that why this person has the myalgic encephalomyelitis. So acupuncture
mm-hmm.
increases that electromagnetic charge. Because what you're actually doing is that the earth actually puts off an electromagnetic charge, the body absorbs it, and that's actually essential for life, health, and healing. And so the quickest, easiest way to increase the electromagnetic charge on people is through acupuncture. And acupuncture, you know, it's, I sit there and I haven't come in. I can tell that that's what they've got. I said, you know, well, let's just start out with an acupuncture treatment right away. We do that on them. They get up and they say all sorts of interesting things. But almost all of them are like, oh my gosh, what the heck just happened? Because
mm-hmm.
I actually feel better. This is the first thing that's actually worked.
Yeah.
And everybody's just swears by the acupuncture and how effective it is. And the really key for the myalgic encephalomyelitis for the long haulers that seems to really, really work for them is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And
priority. So, I'm getting some acupuncture today.
Yes, it's wonderful for everybody, but it's absolutely incredibly helpful for mm-hmm. these particular people, and that's something that they all should be looking for.
Well, let's talk about chiropractic adjustments. Why are they critical for the recovery?
Well, one of the things that the CDC, and something that we saw in a pattern, but this is actually a major pattern that they kind of pointed out, because I didn't know, because I was just seeing them after they had gotten into that situation, long hauler. But one of the things that they're saying is that there's actually a spinal change that goes along with that. So there's a change in the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and down in the pelvis.
Have you seen that?
And we've seen it very consistently. All of them have the same type of a pattern with their spinal structure. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that is absolutely critical to be able to get them fixed is chiropractic. Proper chiropractic that actually corrects those particular types of things that have occurred, because the neurology, basically chiropractic is more involved with neurology than the bones. Mm-hmm. You know, people think about it as the bone, but we're only moving the bones to help with the neurology. Mm-hmm. But the neurology controls the, you know, the positioning, the structure, function structure. So as we change the structure, then that changes the neurology. And absolutely is critical to be able to get them, you know, to a point where they need to be.
Let's talk about homeopathy. What role does homeopathics play?
Well, homeopathic is extremely helpful for patients, especially the patients who are the long haulers. And so what you do is there's a whole thing called nosodes, where you're actually boosting the immune system. And then also you can make up homeopathics that actually take down inflammation. And the homeopathy really, really is also very critical. So you need to combine that in there. So you would be making up homeopathics to actually work. Like one of the things that we had to do on several of them, because a lot of the gals that we actually had underlying Epstein-Barr chronic infections, which kind of made them a little bit sensitive on the chronic fatigue, because that's another thing that can actually cause myalgic encephalomyelitis, is the Epstein-Barr virus.
Yeah.
So that's been a very common type of thing that they had that underlying that condition. And then they had the COVID-19 virus on top of that, which just really set off everything. So what we have to do is we have to make a no-sode homeopathic for the Epstein-Barr virus, and then also for the COVID-19 virus, the SARS virus. Mm-hmm. So as we do that, what that does is that the way that it's described is it helps the body to recognize the viruses. It's not a pharmaceutical where it actually works directly on the virus, so it's not along those lines, but it really works on stimulating the body's own immune system to actually go after it. And we see immediate changes along those lines as we give that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
still though, it's taking a while for people.
Oh yeah. I always tell them that this is
haulers.
Yeah, but you know, we're having 100% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see, you know, the big thing that they always ask is, when am I going to start feeling better?
Right.
And we've had some very, very severe cases, you know, of this. And we really start to, I always tell them, you know, you really need to be with us about 3 months, really, to start getting over the hump. But mm-hmm. at 6 months, all of them are just doing great.
Mm, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So how does the endocrine system play a role?
Well, that's also a big part of this. So you need to actually supplement the endocrine system, because you have to balance out the hormones. I think that's one of the reasons that young females are more susceptible, because their hormones are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So another factor is that their hormones weren't completely balanced. So you also always have to balance out the hormones.
Those darn hormones
and young ladies, that's why it seems to be in females in childbearing age. Seems to be an underlying type of thing. So you always need to do an analysis on that and get those all straightened out.
So a lot of times you're saying the lab tests look fine, but what abnormals play out?
Yeah, the things that we see oftentimes is that there has been an underlying immune compromise and the endocrine system is off. But that's actually pretty common in a lot of young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, those are all things that you look at. Those are the things. And they are actually working on a lab test to show myalgic encephalomyelitis.
Oh, okay.
So that is something that they're actually coming up with. And possibly they might use something along the lines of the phase angle. So a combination of the two to actually get a diagnosis. That's accepted by everybody.
And what medications do you see used for these patients?
Well, I see the anti-anxiety, antidepressant, but also we're also seeing quite a few beta blockers for the heart and hypertension types of drugs. And those don't work at all. No, they don't really make a difference on really getting this under control.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative. And when we come back, we'll be sharing a story from one of our holistic integration patients, her health journey.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus. We've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke. Post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
Mm.
So
when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school.
Mm.
You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she was going through the whole CPA program.
Mm-hmm.
To get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test or
yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At Holistic Integration, we recommend 3 affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in your body,
And hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The balls have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at Holistic Integration by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful day.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we have Kathy with us today. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
And you're going to share your story here at Holistic Integration. And just want to let you know you are a bright, shining star. And that's one sad thing. We get people better, and then we don't see them as much. I don't like that part. We haven't seen you as much.
Right.
Let's talk about what brought you into Holistic Integration.
Well, I have a friend who heard your program on the radio and told me about it. And I'd been having back and neck problems, so I thought I would come in and have a consultation with Dr. Prather.
Okay.
So I came in and talked to him, and he told me that they would give me a program or make some suggestions. So I thought that sounded like a good idea, because I'd much rather do things holistically than take medicine or pain meds. And they gave me a program, and I chose to do a pay-as-you-go rather than to pay for the program up front.
Right. Well, it's nice you have that choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's not a good idea. Because when you do a pay-as-you-go, you kind of come in as you feel like it. Like, oh, my back hurts today, so I think I'll go in for an adjustment. Mm-hmm. But rather than sticking with the program, I didn't. Mm-hmm. So in December, I got COVID. And from that point on, I had just horrible back pain that it was 24/7. So I decided to come back. And I had another consultation, and they put me on a program, and I paid for it up front.
Ah, so you did different.
And you get a nice discount when you pay for the whole program. So I've been coming since, I believe it was March, twice a week. I have not missed any, and I feel like a new person.
Wonderful. So on your program, what services did you receive?
I got a decompression, traction, adjustment, acupuncture, and occupational therapy. So five things. But it was well worth it. And it's something you really have to make a commitment to do.
Right.
And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, and you were very faithful keeping your appointments.
Right.
Twice a week. So what kind of results? You said you feel like a new person.
Well, it was my back. Mm-hmm. My back pain was just, I didn't sleep at night. I love to exercise, and I've always done that, and I like to walk. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do any of that. I was in so much pain. So now I'm back to my full exercise programs. I'm walking. I can stand and, you know, be in the kitchen, cook, do anything I want to do. And I do not have any pain. Mm. And I sleep.
Uh-huh. That's important.
It is. So that's how it's changed my life. Because I was feeling depressed. Mm-hmm. Because along with COVID, you know, being kind of isolated and then not being able to exercise or get out and walk, it was, I was really feeling depressed. Mm-hmm. So I committed to doing this program, and it's just made a world of difference, and I'm so happy to be pain-free.
So it was worth that investment.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Because if you don't have your health,
right?
Don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know you're a very active, very social person.
Yes.
Always going out with your friends.
Right. And I didn't even want to do that because every place I went, I'd have to get a cushion. Mm. When I'd go to my friend's house and play bridge or whatever I was doing, I'd have to have a cushion to my back. And I was always just moving around, trying to find a comfortable position, and mm-hmm. I couldn't.
And you said this started December when you had COVID.
Yes.
After that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so that's when I came in and talked to Dr. Prather. I told him I had COVID, and could this have anything to do with my back pain? I'd had mm-hmm. back issues, but not severe.
Mm-hmm.
But he said definitely it could be a result of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some lingering things that we're seeing people have, mm-hmm. you know, after they have COVID.
Yes. And of course, I do take the supplements. I'm going to call supplements.
Mm-hmm.
I do take those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably helps overall as well as the physical part.
So you've done both the structural part and the functional medicine here
mm-hmm.
at Holistic Integration.
Yes.
Right.
And I want to say that the blood work, when I first came here,
mm-hmm.
and they did a blood work and x-rays, unlike anything I have ever seen at any doctor, any place, the extensive blood work that came back was mm-hmm. just, I was so amazed. I've told so many people about that. If nothing else, you should see the blood work
mm-hmm.
and the results that they show you.
Right. It really makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's kind of the blueprint to your health.
Uh-huh.
So you've been doing the supplements.
Yes.
And that's been helping also.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I have a cabinet full.
Well, they're like, you know, food. So
right.
when you think about it like food,
yeah.
Yeah, that way. So what would you say to someone listening out there? You know, you said you tell your friends about the extensive blood work, but that have, like you said, you were getting depressed, and there are people, we've seen a lot more anxiety and stress
mm-hmm.
in the last year. What would you say to encourage them to have a consultation here at Holistic Integration?
Yes, and that's what I have told a few friends, that if nothing else, just come in and have a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost anything, and you can tell Dr. Prather the problem you're having,
mm-hmm.
and then he will set up a program if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I definitely would recommend anybody to come in and talk mm-hmm. about it,
yeah.
any problems that they're having.
You're at the point now, are ending
yes.
that treatment plan.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about just a maintenance program for you. Will be just once a month, just like your car
mm-hmm.
gets maintained, right?
Right, yes. And I definitely want to continue to feel good, because I just feel happier, and I'm a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
And it just bothered me that I wasn't feeling the way that I was used to feeling.
And you didn't need to feel like that.
No.
No. Well, you are always a pleasure when you come in. I got to work with you directly
right.
in rehab.
Yes, yes.
And for your age and the things that you're able to do, it was very impressive.
Well, thank you.
So what kind of activities are you doing now? Are you back to?
I'm doing my 2 to 3 times a week of a workout program. You know, mm-hmm. some weights, bands,
mm-hmm.
Cardio,
mm-hmm.
and then walking. And I want to get back into more walking now that the weather's good.
Yeah, that's great.
And I have a new bike. And
uh-huh.
so I want to start riding that also.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank you for... Oh, I would also like to say that the people who work here are amazing.
Mm.
Everyone knows your name after the first time you've been here.
Mm.
It's just, even if you haven't worked with them, everyone knows your name. And everyone's so friendly and so caring, and I love the people who work here, and you're especially
yeah.
special.
I think We have to go out to lunch sometime.
Right. I love that.
We were talking about that in the rehab department. We're all going to go out to lunch.
Oh, good.
Take you out to lunch.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.